defense as a whole. And coaches were just stressing to us that, you know, you can't just take it for granted. We got to practice well all week, stay focused, and come out and try and do it again.
You guys set a tone early in the game, held them to 80 yards in the first half. How important was that for you guys to have a good first half showing?
I would say it's good. Well, because our coaches, I mean, you obviously want to make teams one-dimensional, and, you know, we pride ourselves in trying to stop the run early on and trying to make them go to the air, so I feel like we did that well.
You always love to be able to get any sacks from a defensive tackle spot, but to get two in a day, that had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, definitely, but, you know, I just want to say our coverage was well. You know, DBs locked them up and gave me enough time to get back there.
After DJ fumbled the punt, you guys held him. I mean, you had a sack, a negative loss, and blocked a field goal. How big was that defensive stand?
That was huge. I mean, that's what you need from the defense. You know, got sudden change. We always preach sudden change to go out there and got to bow up and keep them out of the end zone, and we did just that.
You feel like this was as good as the defense has played, maybe other than the two big plays they had in the second half?
Yeah, I would say that was one of the highlights of the game for sure, you know, just because they're already in the red zone pretty much, and we just shut them down.
What happened on the two big plays? I mean, just their execution?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I don't really know. We have to watch film. You know, we didn't get there quick enough with the rush and just mistakes.